Here's the Friday Night High School Football Report from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff.
Chris Well of Woodstock will not only give you a great deal on a new Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram, but also help you keep your old vehicle looking new at their brand new state-of-the-art collision center. Whether it's a little touch-up here and there or an insurance job, let the professionals at Chris Well of Woodstock take care of your sales, service, and body shop needs. Visit them across from Lowe's or on the web at chriswelofwoodstock.com.
Our high school football game of the week on Friday was a crazy and wild one as a Central comeback attempt fell just short to Skyline, losing 42-40. Terrible start for the Falcons. They turned the ball over three times in the first quarter. They fumbled on their very first offensive play, and it was run back for a TD. And their third giveaway led to another score early in the second period. It was 21-0 midway through the second period. When the Falcons finally finished a drive, Chris Brown scored from 2 yards out, making it 21-6, and that's where it was at the half. It stayed that way until it was under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then a scoring frenzy ensued. Sean Stead took a pop pass and went 91 yards for a touchdown. And then Central recovered an onside kick. It took them just 5 plays to score as Moss hooked up with Vince Charity on a 19-yard pass play. They missed the 2-point conversion, however, so they trailed 21-19. Central again went for an onside kick, but not only did they not recover it, but Skyline scooped it up and ran it back to the 13-yard line. And 3 plays later, they were back in the end zone and up by 9. The ensuing kickoff, the Falcons fumbled it right back to the Hawks. They got a touchdown pass, up by 16, 35-19. Back come the Falcons. Moss hit Charity on a 59-yard bomb. Then the Falcon quarterback sneaked in the 2-point conversion, making it 35-27. The quarter still wasn't done. With 17 seconds left, Zaylen Burks motored 65 yards for a touchdown. That made it 42-27, making it 6 combined touchdowns scored in the final 4 minutes and 36 seconds of the third quarter. So after all of that, Central was right back where they were at halftime, down by 15. In the fourth period, both teams turned it over in the red zone. And after Skyline gave it away, Central went on a 94-yard drive, with Moss again passing to Charity, 27 yards for a score. The extra point cut it to an 8-point game with 4 minutes to go. Central's defense then got a stop, forced a Skyline punt, and the snap went over the punter's head, and it was downed at the 7-yard line. First play after that, Moss hit Josiah Bailey in the corner of the end zone with a minute 57 left. Then on the 2-point attempt to tie the game, Central tried to run with Chris Brown, but he was swallowed up in the backfield by the Skyline defense. And adding to that, another Central blunder as they only had 10 men on the field for the play. And then the game ended anticlimactically, as Central needed an onside kick, but the ball went in the air and Skyline called a fair catch, took possession, took a knee 3 times, and ran out the clock. Central outgained Skyline 422-394. With most of their yards coming through the air, Noah Moss was 12 of 22 for 326 yards and 5 touchdowns. Vince Charity caught 6 passes for 162 yards, 3 scores, and Sean Stead had 4 receptions for 133 and a touchdown. But Central only had 96 yards rushing, Chris Brown 69 yards on 22 carries. Meanwhile, the Falcons had their hands full with Zaden Burks, 31 carries, 244 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Not only an adventurous game, but a sloppy one too, with 7 turnovers and 23 penalties on the night. Central has dropped 3 consecutive games as they enter Bull Run District play next week. Also Friday night, Stonewall Jackson lost at Craig County 54-0, while Strasburg had the night off. And that's the Friday Night High School Football Report from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff.